This is the Sakar Merli of the 31st of July, 2024. Essence: sweet children, you must not waste your time. Continue to churn this knowledge internally, and you will become a conqueror of sleep and not yawn, etc. Question: why have you children sacrificed yourselves to the Father? What is the meaning of sacrificing yourself? Answer: to sacrifice yourself means to become merged in remembering the Father. When you are merged in remembering Him, you, the soul, the battery, becomes charged. When you, the soul, the battery, is connected to the incorporeal Father, your battery is being charged, and your sins are also being absolved. You will accumulate an income for yourself. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you, spiritual children. You are now sitting here with your bodies. You understand that those are your final bodies in this land of death. What will happen after that? You will be together with the Father in the land of peace. Those bodies will not remain. Then you will go down into heaven, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You will not all go down together. That kingdom is being established. Just as the Father is the ocean of peace and the ocean of happiness, so He is making you children into oceans of peace and happiness. Later, you will go and reside in the land of peace. Therefore, you have to remember the Father, the home, and the land of happiness. The more you sit here in this stage, the more your sins of innumerable births will be burnt away. This is called the fire of yoga. Sannyasis do not have yoga with the Almighty Authority. They have yoga with the Brahm element, the place of residence. They are yogis who have yoga with the Brahm element. That is, they have yoga with the element. Here, it is a play of embodied souls, whereas only souls reside there in the sweet home. The whole world is making effort to go to that sweet home. Sannyasis also say that they want to merge into the element of light. They do not say that they want to go and reside in the element of light. You children now understand this. On the path of devotion, people continue to listen to many conflicting ideas. The Father comes here and speaks two words, just as you would chant a mantra. Some remember their guru, others remember someone else. Students remember their teacher. You children simply have to remember the Father and the home. You claim your inheritance of the land of peace and the land of happiness from the Father. This is what you remember in your hearts. You do not have to say anything with your mouths. Your intellects understand that after going to the land of peace, you will go to the land of happiness. We will first go into liberation, and then into liberation in life. Only the one Father is the bestower of liberation and liberation in life. The Father repeatedly tells you children, you must not waste your time. There is a burden of sins of innumerable births on your heads. You are aware of the sins of this birth. These things do not exist in the Golden Age. You children here understand that you have a burden of sins of innumerable births. The number one sin is the vice of lust, which you have been committing for many births. You have also defamed the Father a great deal. The Father, the one who grants salvation to all, has been defamed so much. You have to keep all of these aspects in your minds. Now, to whatever possible extent, make effort to remember the Father. In fact, you should say that it is the wonder of the Satguru, not just the Guru. To say the wonder of the Guru, Waguru, has no meaning. It should be the wonder of the Satguru. He is the one who grants liberation and liberation in life. There are many different gurus, whereas only that one is the Satguru. You people adopted many gurus. In every birth, people adopt 2 to 4 gurus. People adopt a guru and then go to other places in the hope of finding a better path somewhere else. They continue to have trials with other gurus, but they do not attain anything. You children now know that you are not going to remain here. Everyone has to go to the land of peace. The Father has come on your invitation. He reminds you that you called out to him, "Come and make us pure from impure." The land of peace and the land of happiness are both pure. You called out, "Take us home." Everyone remembers their home. The soul instantly says, "My place of residence is the supreme region." The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul resides in the Supreme Region. You too reside in the Supreme Region. The Father has explained that there are now the omens of Jupiter over you. This is an unlimited aspect. There are unlimited omens over everyone. The cycle continues to turn. We are the ones who go from happiness to sorrow, and then from sorrow to happiness. There is the land of peace, the land of happiness, and this land of sorrow. You children now understand this. It does not sit in the intellects of human beings. The Father now teaches you to die a living death. Moths sacrifice themselves to the flame. Some fall in love, burn and sacrifice themselves, whereas others circle around and go away again. This one is also like a battery. Everyone's yoga of the intellect is with that one. It is as though one's battery is connected to the incorporeal Father. This soul is very close, so it is easy for him. Your batteries continue to be charged by remembering the Father. You children experience a little difficulty, whereas it is easy for this one. However, this one still has to make as much effort as you children do. To the extent that this one is close, so he also has that much responsibility. It has been said that someone who has responsibility on his head does not sleep comfortably at night. This one has many responsibilities. That Father is complete, and this one has to become complete. This one has to look after everyone very well. Although both are together, there is still concern. Daughters are being beaten a great deal, and so it is as though there is an experience of sorrow. The Karmateet stage will be reached at the end. Until then, there is concern. When some children don't write a letter, there is the concern that they are perhaps ill. When the father receives service news, he would definitely remember them. Baba is doing service through this body. Sometimes a Murli is short. Even if you don't receive a Murli for 2 to 4 days, you have many points. You should read your diaries. You can also explain very well with the badge. When the original eternal deity religion was in existence, there were no other religions. You should also have the picture of the tree with you. You have to explain the significance of the variety of religions. To begin with, when there was the one undivided religion, there was peace, happiness, and purity in the world. You receive this inheritance from the Father, because the Father is the ocean of peace and the ocean of happiness. Previously, you too did not know anything. Now, just as the Father has all of this knowledge in his intellect, so you are also becoming the same. You are also becoming oceans of peace and happiness. You have to check your charts and see in which aspect you have a defect. Am I truly an ocean of love? Is my behaviour such that it upsets others? Each of you has to pay attention to yourself. You should not think that Baba will give you blessings to become that. No. The Father says, I have come according to the drama at my own time. This is my program of every cycle. No one else can give this knowledge. There is only the one true Father, true teacher and Satguru. If you have this firm faith, you will become victorious. All the different religions that exist now will be destroyed. When the Golden Age Sun Dynasty Kingdom existed, there was no other dynasty. The same will happen again. Continue to converse with yourself in this way throughout the whole day. Points of this knowledge should trickle inside you. You should be happy. The knowledge that the Father has is now being given to you. You have to imbibe this knowledge. You must not waste time in that. You also have time at night. It is seen that souls become tired from working with their organs and so they go to sleep. The Father removes all of your tiredness of the path of devotion and makes you tireless. When souls are tired at night, they become separated from their bodies. That is called sleep. Who is it that sleeps? The sense organs also go to sleep with the soul. Therefore, at night, before going to sleep, remember the Father. And then go to sleep with these thoughts. It is possible that at the end you will become conquerors of sleep during the day and the night. You will then stay in remembrance and experience a great deal of happiness. You will continue to turn the cycle of 84 births. You will not yawn or feel drowsy, etc. Hey children, conquerors of sleep, never sleep whilst earning an income. When you become intoxicated with this knowledge, you will be able to maintain that stage. When you sit here for a short time, you must not yawn or become drowsy. You yawn when your attention is drawn in other directions. You children should also keep in mind that you have to make others similar to yourselves. Subjects are needed, otherwise how would you become a king? You never run out of wealth when you donate it. If you explain to others and continue to donate wealth, you can never run out of wealth. Otherwise, you will not be able to accumulate any. Human beings are very miserly. They fight and quarrel a great deal for the sake of wealth. Here, the Father says, continue to give others the imperishable wealth that I give you. Do not become miserly in this. If you do not donate it, it means you don't have it. This income is such that there is no question of fighting or quarrelling over it. This is called incognito donations. You are incognito warriors. Your battle is with the five vices. You are called the unknown warriors. An infantry army is huge. It is the same here. There are many subjects and also captains and majors, etc. You too are an army, and you are also all number-wise within it. Baba understands which ones are commanders and which ones are majors. There are the Maharatis and the cavalry. The Father knows that there are three types of those who explain. You do the business of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Those people also teach business. When a guru leaves his body, his disciples and followers continue the task. That is physical, whereas here it is subtle. There are many varieties of religion. They all have their own opinions. You can go and listen to what they say, what they teach, and what they speak about. The Father explains to you the story of the cycle of 84 births. The Father comes and gives you children your inheritance. This is fixed in the drama. Even now, at the end of the Iron Age, souls continue to come down. Expansion continues to take place. For as long as the Father is here, the population will continue to increase. Later, where will all those souls live and where will they eat? This too has to be taken into consideration. There are not as many human beings. There are very few to feed. All of them have their own fields. What would be the point of hoarding grain? There is no need to have sacrificial fires, etc., for rain, as they do here. The Father has now created this sacrificial fire. This entire old world is to be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire. This is an unlimited sacrificial fire. Those people create limited sacrificial fires for rain. If there is rainfall, they become very happy and think that their sacrificial fire has been successful. If there is no rainfall, there is no grain, and so there is famine. They might create sacrificial fires, etc., but if there is no rainfall, what can they do? All the calamities are going to take place. There will be torrential rain, earthquakes. Everything will happen. You children have understood the cycle of the drama. The picture of this cycle should be very large. If advertisements are placed in prominent places, eminent people would read them. They would understand that this is surely the most auspicious confluence age. There are many human beings in the Iron Age, whereas there are few human beings in the Golden Age. So that means that all the rest will be destroyed. The birth of Shiva means the birth of heaven, the birth of Lakshmi and Narayan. This is an easy thing. The birth of Shiva is celebrated. He is the unlimited Father. He is the one who establishes heaven. It is a matter of yesterday when you were the residents of heaven. This is a very easy thing to understand. You children have to understand this very clearly and then explain it to others. You also have to remain happy. We are now becoming free from illness for all time and becoming 100% healthy and wealthy. Very little time remains. No matter how much sorrow and death, etc., there is to be, you will remain very happy at that time. You know that death has to come. This is a play of every cycle. There is nothing to worry about in this. Those who are very strong will not cry out in distress. When some people see someone have an operation, they faint. Many deaths are now going to take place. You children understand that all of this is to happen. It is said there is sorrow for the prey at the time of death and happiness for the hunter. You have received a great deal of sorrow in this old world. You now have to go to the new world. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Take the imperishable wealth of this knowledge from the Father and donate it to others. Do not be miserly in donating this knowledge. Let points of this knowledge trickle inside you. In order to become a king, you definitely have to create subjects. 2. You have to check your chart. 1. Have I become an ocean of love like the Father? 2. Do I ever upset anyone? 3. Do I pay full attention to my behaviour? Blessing. May you become an image of virtues, full of all virtues, who has virtues as well as knowledge emerging from you. Each one of you has a lot of this knowledge, but there is now a need for virtues to emerge. Therefore, become a bestower of virtues by performing special actions. Have the thought, I constantly have to be an image of virtues and be engaged in the task of making others into images of virtues. By doing this, you won't have time to see, hear, or do anything wasteful. By using this method, your own weaknesses and the weaknesses of others will easily finish. For this, let each one of you consider yourself to be number one in becoming an example of being full of all virtues and of making others the same. Slogan. Donate yoga with your mind, knowledge with your words, and virtues with your actions. Om Shanti.